Listening Library presents The Off-Season by Catherine Gilbert Murdoch. Read for you by Natalie Moore. Chapter 1, The Jorgensen's Labor Day Picnic. Every Labor Day, the Jorgensens, they own Jorgensen's Ice Cream, set up a little ice cream stand right in their yard, which means you can spend the entire Labor Day picnic making yourself ice cream sundaes, if that's what you want to do. And for years, when I wasn't playing softball, or chasing the Jorgensen kids, or trying to keep up with my brothers, I'd sit myself at that little booth making one sundae after another, until it was time to head home for evening milking. And then, a couple miles into the drive, I'd bring that whole sundae experience back up, right there on the side of whatever road we happened to make it to. Lately, though, I have a little more self-control. Now I only eat three or four, without marshmallows, because I finally figured out that they shouldn't really be part of the whole sundae thing. While I'm hanging out at the pig roast watching guys poke at the fire, because apparently it's a law that if you're a guy, you have to spend a bunch of time doing that. Then maybe I'll grab one more between innings, when I'm not pitching. That's the other great thing about the picnic, the softball game. Randy Jorgensen has a huge backyard he mows all year for this, and he borrows bases from Little League so it's official and all. He even got an umpire's getup at a garage sale somewhere. And a friend of his who owns a pig farm works every year as umpire after he's got the pig going in the pit. My mom used to pitch the game. She pitched all through college, and her team was pretty good.